Hello, everyone. It's Medium Laura Evans back with another podcast for you. A lot of people ask me about trust. Trust is probably one of the hardest things that I could ever teach, and I don't really think I can teach trust. It comes from within you. Trusting your intuition is probably the basic way to really begin to learn to trust. When you practice your psychic senses, you're going to get impatient with yourself, and you're going to wonder if you ever will get it right. Don't do that. As with anything else in this life, practice makes perfect. The more you move with your abilities, the better you'll be with them. You have to work with them. Don't discount the information you're getting. If you can verify it, go ahead and check. If not, then just understand that you received it. Acknowledge it. You never know. It just might end up happening in the future. I find that it's helpful to write down any impressions you get in your journal. That way you can go back and check if any of them came true later. You may be surprised at the things that you have predicted. Does this mean that you'll never be wrong? Of course not. We are 100% human beings, and that's all we can guarantee. If we were all seeing and all knowing, we wouldn't be human, would we? As much as we work on developing our psychic abilities, there will still be times when we are not accurate, and that's okay. Sometimes our imaginations take over. That's all. With practice, you will get a lot better at knowing what is true psychic impression and what is your imagination. So for this week, or this month, I would like you to start practicing on your intuition. I don't know if I read this in a book, but I believe I did. It's called Play That You Are Psychic for a Day. As silly as that sounds, it actually is a great exercise to do. It helps you to focus in on your intuition. And also, our imaginations are part of that. But we can't let them run away with us. So let's go back. For one whole day, you're going to pretend that you're an exceptionally professional psychic. You're one of the top dogs. You're the best in your field. So you are going to start out your day by saying, "I'm psychic. I can predict things. I know what's going to happen." And for that whole day, predict. "I believe the next car that's going to pull in next to me at the grocery store will be blue." And if you don't get it right, write it in your journal and say, "Ah, I'll get it right next time. It's okay, I'm having an off day." But keep working that. Play with it. Don't be so serious about it. Don't be so upset if you don't get it right. Play with it, just like you did when you were a kid. Pretend. "I think that the next phone call that's going to come in to me today is going to be," and name that person. Or, "I feel the next phone call that's going to come in today will be somebody trying to sell me windows, or somebody telling me I need to pick up my medication at CVS Pharmacy," or something like this. Maybe you're at work. Well, you're psychic at work too, so we're going to keep playing it all day long. "I believe my boss is going to ask me to do this today." Or, "I believe so and so is going to call in sick today." And you keep doing this over and over again. You can do it once a week, you can do it once a month. Keep focusing on using your intuition, even if you're making it up. Help your imagination and your spirit to flow as one. Okay, so any questions about that? If you do, you can join me at Free Psychic Development on Facebook. And I just want to give a quick little shout out to Nikki Shade. See you next time.